I've got John Billups. He's the mayor of the city of Burlington. He's joining me. He's also the development director at Notre Dame. And he is also the general manager of Bluff Harbor Marina. We're just talking about, you know, it's been an uneven playing field in terms of businesses. There's no doubt about that. I mean, you were talking about, you said it's been a great season for Bluff Harbor. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I think people have, the one side benefit about everything we're going through is people have discovered, one, they're remodeling their homes. They've discovered their neighborhoods again. They've discovered local things to do. And the marina's had a good year. Of course, we've had great weather, too. I mean, I can't remember when we've had good weather for Memorial Day, July 4th, and Labor Day. It's like a trifecta.
Yeah, and so. And I know that, well, you mentioned anything to do. Steve Ritter was in here on Saturday. He said it's been a very, very good year for people that want to landscape, gardening, working in yards, working in, you know, putting in gardens, all of those things, patio work, all of that sort of thing. But there's an awful lot of people that are hurting.
Yeah, there are. And you know, it is tough because of the balance that the government is trying to maintain as far as balancing the opening the economy versus the safety issues. At school, we've gone on our fourth week now at Notre Dame, and the kids are happy to be there. The educators are working their tails off,
yeah.
You know, because they're basically doing two jobs. They're teaching during the class, and then they're doing the online classes for those that have opted for it.
Right.
And so, you know, they're working extra hard right now. And if you want to see dedication, just look toward a teacher right now. They're really working hard trying to make sure our youth are not losing pace.
Well, my wife had Friday was her online day to and preparation day, and she had to teach PE.
Yeah.
And because the PE teacher was the junior varsity football coach that had a student test positive, so because of the positive
domino effect, yeah.
So the domino effect, and so he had, but he tested negative, but he couldn't come back. He can't come back to school, I think, until tomorrow. So I think she's teaching PE today again, along with the regular classes that she's doing. It is sort of an interesting parallel. I did notice, and we were just talking before we went on. The Iowa City, Ames, and Des Moines school districts are all, also the Council Bluffs school districts, they're all, they've all canceled football.
Yeah, they're hit hard in those metro areas. I mean, our positivity rate has come down over the last, almost half.
Yeah.
Over the last 3 weeks. You know, we've had a couple of cases of exposure at Notre Dame, and you know, immediately we kicked in thanks to Michelle Van Zuden and Dr. Francesca Toe, the kind of our COVID officers there, and then recently this last week we were just told by the state health department that the local Des Moines County Health Department will take over that notifying and contact tracing when you have an exposure case. So everybody's been real cooperative, and that's why we can keep the kids in class. You know, of course, we're doing all the protocols. Our janitors are going 24. Yeah. And it seems like 24/7. You can't either wiping a knob or light switch, disinfecting, and we've had the class of 1980 in Notre Dame class donated $550 towards some PPE materials for the kids and water. So it's a community effort, the Notre Dame community effort, and it's really going well. We definitely have some new students coming in all the time. Plus, right now, I saw you grab it.
Yeah.
We have our Pot of Blue and Gold drawing going on. Would you like to win $100,000?
Who wouldn't like to win $100,000? And again, the big drawing is coming up Saturday, October 3rd. Now, it used to be a Sunday afternoon thing.
Yeah, they switched it. They switched it to Saturdays.
Yeah, a few years ago.
Just works out better for church. You know, for us to be able to attend church and that type.
Well, and it just is it's something. But now, do you have? I'm going to guess it will have a different look about it than it has had in the past.
Yeah, I've had several people ask me about that. And right now, we're leaning toward a Facebook Live event where we would break in during the day on the Notre Dame Facebook page and other sources and do it live, virtual. rather than, you know, every event that is still trying to get people together is ending up canceling because of the fear of contact or exposure. So at this point in time, that's what we're planning on. It'll be a live event. We'll stop selling tickets at 5. We'll make our announcements probably about 5:30, 6 o'clock, and, you know, they're 75 cash prizes in all.
You easiest have a, way to get tickets, is it to come to the school?
Easiest way is to come to the school, or you, the easiest way is to call us.
Okay.
You can call us at 754-8431, ask for the development office.
You can actually get one of these forms.
Right, or email us so we can get it, and you can go on our website and check. Those are the easiest ways because we can't take credit card over the phone, or just simply come to the school. We'll buzz you in through the security, come to the office and pick one up.
So there you go. So you can do that. And again, that is on Saturday, October 3rd. You said a Facebook Live virtual event, which is the way things seem to be for so many. I'm the walked and Alzheimer's. I've been doing the public address and also the sort of the making the announcements for that thing. But that's going to be virtual as well. So I'm not sure exactly how it's going to be working out, but I won't need a lot of public address equipment to be able to do it.
Probably not. I heard earlier in your broadcast you were talking about the head of Gilbert, and I think, you know, they're doing what they can to make sure the event still goes off. It's just going to go off in smaller groups, and I think that's what we're faced with now until we get either a vaccine or some type of break. I think we're going to continue to run with this, I hate the word, but new normal.
Well, you know, and we talked about football being canceled at some of these major districts in the state of Iowa. Burlington had its first football game this past Saturday, or past Friday. And so far, no problems. But, you know, it's one of those things that we're trying to figure out how many fans can you get into pro football's this weekend, and Iowa State starts football. Well, no fans allowed.
Yeah.
For Iowa State, it's
I was watching the Cubs the other day, and I was a little bit chagrined because I see this cameraman in the middle of the outfield all by himself, no one around him for 90 feet on either side, and he's wearing a mask. Now, I understand that that's important, but
if you go to Chicago, the rooftop places are packed.
They're packed. So no one knows what the actual right thing to do is, and you appreciate people taking the steps to protect themselves, and I think that's where we're at right now as a nation. You got to protect yourself first. If you're not feeling good, you don't go out. If you're taking care of somebody that's sick, you don't. You go do things.
But
take care of yourself first.
And you take the mask with you.
Take the mask with you and
use that. Now, as far as the city goes, there's really not. Things are pretty close to normal, aren't they?
We really are. In fact, one of the things we worked on in this last work session is possibly, because we're not sure how long this setup is going to last, but putting in a setup where we could hold city council meetings in the auditorium. There are some funds out there from the federal government to do so, and we would do that where we could really space out and have the meeting there. We're also looking at a couple other things to do. Because the one thing that's really not happening yet is we haven't been able to welcome our citizens back into council meetings, which I really would like to do. But we might have to use other facility rather than the Thomas J. Smith.
So that's a possibility. And anything else?
Everything else is fine. I mean, you know, people can deal with the city. They can come in with, one at a time, make an appointment, or they can call in. We're still, you know, it's really simple to pick up the phone and call the city. You go on BurlingtonIowa.org, and you see all the departments. Just call one of them or call down to City Hall. And just ask for a person, they'll transfer you. But it's really, we're rolling like normal.
All right. Rolling like normal. That's a good sound. At least we'll hope that real normal can happen sometime real soon. But we know that we have to be patient. And patience is a hard thing, isn't it?
Patience is it's the hardest
There's
thing
a
to
reason
do
why patience is a virtue.
It
I
is
understand
a virtue.
That. John Billups, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Steve.